making sure that you're in the know with what's new and trending. Brand new music with Wendy Boomer. Here's Boomer's Bootleg.
The Summer Solstice Indigenous Festival continues here in Ottawa. Make sure you check out more details on this. Listen, learn at summersolsticefestivals.ca. Earlier today, I had the chance to catch up with Jerry Serretta, one of the winners of an award at the Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards. He walked away with Country Album of the Year, and I had a great conversation with him. I'll share some of that with you before we hear the title track from his award-winning album with Boomer's Bootleg today.
Coming off this recent win, which is incredible, your 2019 album, Don't Mind If I Do, recently just walking away with the Country Album of the Year at the Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Festival. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was a complete shock. It was not expected, but it was a very pleasant surprise. You know, I've been a fan of the music of all the people in that category for a long time. So to be included in that category and to walk away a winner was pretty unbelievable. And when they announced my name, there was a bit of a lag there because I froze completely. I was like, you didn't say my name, did you? I didn't know if they were trying to get my attention or if they were just, hey, Jerry, are you paying attention? And I was like, who won? I was like, it was wonderful news, and it's a great honor to have been nominated, let alone win in such an outstanding category.
And it's got to be interesting to walk away with this award because this is your album from 2019. So first of all, it's got to feel good that, yes, good, this album got the recognition that it deserves. But at the same time, you're releasing tons of new music right now. Anywhere But Me is your latest single, and that one is just so beautiful on its own.
Somehow you always see.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, as soon as we had finished with this record, we were already on to the next one, which is going to be dropping right away. June 21st is the release date, and we're excited about that too. And again, it's kind of the title track for that song, and the album title is Classic Country Couple. And I'm hoping radio likes that. It's, again, a little bit different for us. It's kind of the same way when we jumped into Trailers Rock, and it just kind of had a different groove to it. And we got that coming on this song too, I think.
What does a classic country couple look like to you?
A classic country couple. I mean, of course you got the Johnny and Junes, but to me, a classic country couple was always my grandparents because they were together from teenagers right up until their passing. And they loved each other wholeheartedly. And that's kind of where my upbringing comes from. So classic country couple is that couple that loves and goes through all the ups and downs of a relationship throughout their entire life. And they never stop caring. They never stop giving. And it's kind of a big nod to my grandparents as well as to the classic country couples that everybody has seen throughout the years.
And so I'm assuming that there's a little bit of a nod there as well with the release going to be on June 21st, which happens to be National Indigenous Peoples Day.
It is. Yes, absolutely. I myself am Indigenous. So are my producer, Troy Kokel, and my vocal coach, Jamie Lilly. So we're all Indigenous and we're all proud of this. And we originally had talked about releasing this on National Indigenous Day, just in a big nod to that background and that strength. And then, you know, it just so happened that leading up to it, APTN reached out to us and asked if we would want to be a part of their live broadcast on National Indigenous Day as performing. So they, on the 20th, are going to be the first to actually debut our new single, Classic Country Couple, which will then come out the day after. And that's not something we could have even planned. It was an honor to be asked to do that as well. And it just seems that I think my grandparents are looking down and smiling on this entire project. And I hope I continue to make them proud and to continue to improve in music.
All the feels, Jerry. All the feels on that one. Whew. I think that hits extra hard, obviously, with everything that's going on in the news and a little bit of an eye-opening experience for our country at the moment, and something that is extremely important for all in this country.
And you know, that was the other thing too, because June is such an important month for Indigenous peoples. That was another reason we released this music, because for us, music has been a way to heal, and we're always pushing music and culture, art, all the different ways that people have been able to take some of that pain that's inside of them and get it out, you know, and to show others what that means and how that feels. It is a really tough time for Indigenous peoples in Canada right now. And we've known about this for a long time. And I feel that the search for the truth, all the truth behind this, is really just beginning. But I feel there's a movement now where more people are really concerned about this, and they're looking to help, and that's the best you can do, is just be supportive.
It's more than one month. It's more than one day. It takes a lot more than that as well. Well, I really appreciate you talking to me about that as well, because I know it's not something that I always want to impose as well. So I do appreciate you opening up. But I'd like to say, I think right now the Summer Solstice Festival continues. And I think that is such an educational, you know, festival right now. People participate in that. Check out more. There's artists and teachers and performers and students all sharing their knowledge and inviting the public to do so with them.
Absolutely. It's always great stuff to know and great stuff to see, hear, and learn.